All right, when you want to know who holds the records for the longest, the highest, the fastest, you of course turn to the Guinness World Records. But there's a new brand of record breaker in town. From our Planet Money podcast, here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
There is a man in Queens who holds the record for most Guinness records broken ever. His name is Ashrita Furman. He's broken 600 records, many of them in his backyard.
This is the compost pile. There's watermelons. I do a record where I have watermelons on my stomach. My friend chops them in half with a machete. Actually, is that while I'm lying on a bed of nails? No. Bed of nails is where they chop those concrete blocks. And I have the bed of nails. There's some of the bed of nails.
You have, like, several beds of nails.
Several beds of nails here, yeah.
Ashrita is about to attempt a new record. Most balloons popped with chopsticks in 1 minute. These chopsticks have these sharp metal tips. The Guinness folks are here filming.
For the record, 3, 2, 1, go.
Ashrita is flinging chopsticks at the balloons. Some are popping, some aren't. The judge calls time. Ashrita needs to break 23 balloons.
Okay, so Ashrita, you achieved a total of 24 balloons.
Congratulations! A new Guinness World Records title achieved right before your eyes. Speaking of new records, I'm so excited to tell you guys that the 2018 edition is out now in the United States.
Book promotion. But selling books is what they do. The Guinness Book of World Records is one of the best-selling books in history. But book sales have been dropping for everyone. And about 10 years ago, Guinness realized it needed a new way to make money. Peter Harper is with Guinness World Records. He says the new business model actually came to them in the form of big companies and celebrities.
They've gotten onto the fact that if they achieve a record title, that they get a lot of press for it.
Reebok, Audi, the Gates Foundation, Dwayne The Rock Johnson all hired Guinness to help them figure out a record to break and arrange a big media event around it.
In honor of this weekend's big Super Bowl game, our highly ambitious 7 Bucks Digital Squad sets a new Guinness World Record for the largest 7-layer dip in the world. I'm also
the price tag for Guinness's services starts at $12,000 and goes up over $500,000. So anyone can still attempt a record for free, but if you want all the bells and whistles and the consultation, you have to pay. Guinness's customers have gone from kids begging their parents for the book to record breakers hunting for a branding opportunity. Does it feel at all like it kind of tainted the record breaking to charge?
Well, it is a question we are mindful of, because if we compromise our reputation for being an authority, the business goes down the tubes pretty quickly.
Some people think it already has.
My real name is the Reverend Dr. David Adamovich. My friends call me Throw.
The great Throwdini is a world record holding knife thrower. He says, unless you're a paying customer, it's really hard to break a Guinness record. The rules are confusing. It takes months to hear back.
It's all about money.
Guinness says, yes, its business model has changed, but stresses that anyone, anywhere, can still get into Guinness for free. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.